Christian leadership. Choosing personnel. Make careful selection of men. The men who act as presidents of state conferences should be carefully selected. Then let these men bear the responsibilities of the conference in a most thorough, earnest, God-fearing manner. If they are not qualified to do the work thoroughly and successfully, do not keep them in that position. Great care in choosing men. Great care should be exercised in choosing men to occupy positions of responsibility as guardians of the churches. My brethren, do not make this choice blindly, lest the flock of God be given an example that will teach them to tear and devour. The men who bear responsibilities in the cause of Christ should be men of prayer and humility. They are to act like men who, in all their dealings with their brethren, are guided by the Spirit of God. They are to give an example of righteousness. They are sacredly to guard the reputation of those who are doing the work of God. Presidents to select helpers. At the Jackson meeting, Brother Blank says, "I will take the presidency of the Michigan Conference." And then I sat down before him and laid it out as plain and distinct as I was capable of, what the Lord would have the men in responsible positions do. They should select helpers. He needed one right by his side. And if there were two or three that could work right in with him, and he not do the work but try to educate them, it would be better, and they would thus be trained for the work. Said I, "What are we going to do? We are going to be brought up here without any workers." "Well," he says, "that is the right thing to do." But he never lifted a finger, nor followed the direction given in one item as I know of. Mistakes, not an evidence of unfitness. How my heart aches to see presidents of conferences taking the burden of selecting those whom they think they can mold to work with them in the field. They take those who will not differ from them, but will act like mere machines. No president has any right to do this. Leave others to plan, and if they fail in some things, do not take it as an evidence that they are unfitted to be thinkers. Our most responsible men had to learn by a long discipline and practice how to use their judgment. In many things, they have shown that their work ought to have been better. Choose wise men. For years, the Lord has been instructing us to choose wise men, men who are devoted to God, men who know what the principles of heaven are, men who have learned what it means to walk with God, and to place upon them the responsibility of looking after the business affairs connected with our work. This is in accordance with the Bible plan as outlined in the 6th chapter of Acts. We need to study this plan, for it is approved of God. Let us follow the Word. Choose men who can be trusted. God will teach His people to move carefully and to make wise choice of men who will not betray sacred trusts. If in Christ's day the believers needed to be guarded in their choice of men for positions of responsibility, we who are living in this time certainly need to move with great discretion. We are to present every case before God and in earnest prayer ask Him to choose for us. Great care in selecting leaders. The Lord has been pleased to present before me many things in regard to the calling and labor of our ministers, especially those who have been appointed as presidents of conferences. Great care should be exercised in the selection of men for these positions of trust. There should be earnest prayer for divine enlightenment. Choose men who have experience in faith. Those who are thus appointed as overseers of the flock should be men of good repute, men who give evidence that they have not only a knowledge of the Scriptures, but an experience in faith, in patience, that in meekness they may instruct those who oppose the truth. They should be men of thorough integrity, not novices, but intelligent students of the Word, able to teach others also, bringing from the treasure house things new and old. Men who in character, in words, in deportment, will be an honor to the cause of Christ, teaching the truth, living the truth, growing up to the full stature in Christ Jesus. This means the development and strengthening of every faculty by exercise, that the workers may become qualified to bear larger responsibilities as the work increases.